Okay, hey guys, so Lee and I are taking a walk, and yes, it's dark, but we have been getting a lot of messages and a lot of inquiries into how we are in, we're just outside of Cincinnati, how are you guys doing with the East Palestine thing, is the cloud hitting you, you know, are you worried about the water, and all of that. So I just wanted to pop on here really quickly and give you guys a Resistance Chicks update anyway. We are fine. The cloud, unfortunately or fortunately for whoever you're talking about, for us it's fortunately, for everybody east of us it's unfortunately, the cloud is moving in that direction.
What? They're moving
east. It's moving east away from us. Excuse me. Well, I said everybody east. It is killing fish in the waterways. The cloud itself is harming animals. It's killed chickens. We got a lady that's reported that. Some guy was talking about his foxes going crazy.
Sick, lethargic.
Yeah, like just not
diarrhea.
Not able to move very well, not wanting to eat. Their like stomachs are upset. And the people that are in East Palestine are like, if it's doing this, not just East Palestine, but anybody in the wake of this, they're like, if it's doing this to the animals, what is it going to do to us as humans in like 20 years, right?
Unfortunately, it will hit our waterway, which will, the waterway is interesting because it flows west.
Right.
And so it will come back down through Cincinnati.
Right.
And it will affect our waterways.
Yes, it will. So, like I said, for those of you that are just joining us, Lee and I are taking a walk and we're headed to go visit some pups. And I was like, everybody keeps sending me messages like, you want to do this? Like, I'm in Mark safe as an Ohioan from the East Palestine derailment.
We did a video last week on this. I don't know if you guys saw it. We need to cut that off. Because it's not titled that.
It's at minute 50, I think it's 54:55 of the video that we did on the United States being responsible for the Nord Stream 2 pipeline bombing. So if you go to that video and you want to watch actual footage, we did an excellent report, I think, that day. I think it was Wednesday last week or something like that.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do a real update, like a Resistance Chicks update, with more footage, and there's a lot of people that are just straight up angry. And so I did want to break down some of the things, maybe you've seen them or whatever, but should they have done the controlled burn? I am not a scientist, so I can't tell you that, but to me as a human being, it doesn't seem right. There's something very fishy about it. You know, I think to myself, and again, not a scientist, I'm not claiming anything, but I told Lee, I said, isn't there some sort of like kitty litter spill thing that they can do? And I'm going to get to really the kind of crux of this and why it's so awful, okay, in a minute. But this vinyl chloride boils at 8 degrees. And I'm not trying
so
to treat you guys like stupid
cool
people,
day.
But what that means is if it rises above 8 degrees, it starts to boil.
So
and then it can explode. And they were saying that there would be a huge explosion and shrapnel would end up everywhere. And
a
who knows?
Away.
Yeah.
That's
what our
thinking.
Governor, I put that in quotes, Mike DeWine said that that's what you would end up with. So that's why they had to do the controlled burn that's put acid in the air for miles and miles. And that real dangerous thing. Now, Leah was telling me, and this to me is so awful and so nefarious, and I'm hoping that God's going to use this as a wake-up call for why the Industrial Revolution is not awesome. 20 cars of liquefied natural gas is the equivalent of an atomic bomb if it all goes off at once. Like,
is the equivalent of the Hiroshima atomic bomb.
Like, wait a minute. And yet, how many cars can they travel, Leah?
100.
100 cars are allowed to travel together.
And they have no contingency plans. There was no contingency plan for what would happen
if
these volatile chemicals that need to be stored at 8 degrees, mind you, or below.
Yeah, right.
What would happen? There's no plan. There's no plan. Railroad tracks are notorious for things going wrong.
And derailments. And you know that terrorists can do things, right? People that would want something nefarious to happen. So, wait a minute. You allow something to... I am not allowed to raise a cow and sell you cuts of beef.
Right.
But they are allowed...
Because
I might be a danger to somebody. And they are allowed to travel 5 Hiroshima bombs on a train together at once with no contingency plan for what happens if something happens to it.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm just going like, hang on a minute, guys. This is absolutely insane. It is wrong. These things ought not be. And so we all love, like, vinyl chloride is used in the making of PVC pipes. I do a lot of plumbing. I've plumbed a lot of the things in our house. I like PVC. It's very helpful. But there's something not right about PVC because PVC doesn't break down. It's witchcraft, right? And so we have a house that was built in like the 40s, and we've replaced some outside pipes, drainage lines and such, with PVC. Why? Because the clay or the iron pipes, the cast iron pipes, rotted and they broke down. And we, you know what? So what? What would be so wrong with a society where we had, where we went back to, I'm whispering because I don't want to shout to my neighbors, you know, that I'm, stop using PVC. I also don't want to wake them up. It's late. But this entire thing of the Industrial Revolution of just because we can, we should, is not right. So back to this train derailment and what's happened. There are people that are going to nearby creeks and waterways far away. And finding fish that are dead everywhere. Like I said, I mentioned the woman with the chickens who all of her chickens are now dead. She woke up and they were just kind of peacefully asleep in the nesting box or just, you know, whatever, but not asleep, dead. And the question is being asked, was this a nefarious derailment? In today's day and age, with everything that's going on, whether they are, you know, eggplants that are burning up, chicken factories that are burning up, or, you know, any kind of, you know, corn that randomly catches on fire. It's, you know, corn's not combustible, by the way. All of these things, it begs the question, right? What is going on? Are they doing these kinds of things on purpose? I would say that the answer is likely not what we would want it to be, right? I want to be careful with what I'm saying because I'm on Facebook, but I think you guys get what I'm getting at. And at the very least, of all of this is the fact that they didn't, and Kansas Cowboy, he's just coming up on our walk here. They didn't have, he said this, and this is what I said a little bit earlier. They didn't have a contingency plan for what would happen if these cars derailed. And they are saying that this could be, and they're calling it a natural disaster. Of all the evil, low-down, dirty, rotten lying tricks, they are saying that this is the, could be, well, Leah, what were the words that you used exactly? The largest or most serious natural disaster, like ever.
In the United States.
And I'm thinking to myself, but you guys travel these things probably every day, right? This happens all the time. And you didn't have a contingency plan for what would happen if this happened. However, they knew it was a possibility. Because, what was it, Leah? In 2018, they made that video?
Oh.
It was kind of a B-movie.
White Noise, and it was Netflix, and they just made it, like, this year.
Oh, was it just this year?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
This year, last year.
So it had extras from where?
A movie was based in Ohio.
In East, and they had extras from East Palestine. They're saying Palestine, well, whatever.
Okay, so, but here's the thing. It doesn't even matter if the extras were from East Palestine. What matters is that there's a Netflix movie called White Noise about a town in Ohio that had a train derailment with a large chemical cloud in the air, and everybody had to leave town in a panicked way. Now, here's the thing. You don't see that happening right now. You don't see the panic in the movie. You don't see the people lined up in the cars like in Armageddon, you know, like in
Do you know Armageddon why, though? Movies. Because nobody in the news is talking about it. Because nobody is making it out to be like, hey, you know what? This might be really dangerous.
So
like, maybe we should leave. Maybe you should leave.
So these people who were extras in this movie, like just in a few years, like I don't know, it was like a year or two ago, they're now having to deal with it in real life. Like, what are the odds?
I don't believe in those kind of odds. So anyway, we don't need to make this a super long video because, like I said, we're going to break this down and do an actual in-studio video with all of the, footage that you all desire to see and hear and all of that. There's one dude that's just like screaming angry with a whole bunch of F-bombs. I don't even think we can play that video because it's so awful, but we might just play it without the audio. As you can see how angry he is. Like, they should not have done this controlled burn. Yeah. There has to be, Kansas, can I ask you a question? There has to be something that they could have done other than the controlled burn. Like, just, don't you think? He's just raising his hand like, I don't know. I'm not convinced that the controlled burn was the way to do it. I think that there had to be some other way. And if there isn't another way, then why are we transporting this stuff on trains in mass? You know, this is alchemy. It's witchcraft. And we as a society here in the United States and around the world, but I'll just claim my country, we have to be willing to say, you know what? It's not worth it. Having my PVC pipes, it's not worth damaging the environment and this kind of fallout. Like, we have to get to the place where we know that this is wrong and be like, let's stop. Stop with the madness. Like I said earlier, just because you can does not mean that you should. And if you look at the Bible, they tried to build a Tower of Babel to reach heaven because they thought that they were invincible. They thought that they could be God. And I'm telling you, when you have chemicals that can have this kind of damage, this is irrevocable damage, by the way. This isn't like just a fire burns a building down and you have to rebuild it. This is, you know, God says, I'm going to destroy those that destroy the earth. Now, I don't believe that we're in the last days, and y'all can fight me on that, but we're going to have a new series called the Revelation Red Pill Wednesdays. You can join and we'll break it down for you. I don't believe we're in the last days, but I do believe that we are entering into a time of judgment, and the people that have been doing this kind of garbage are going to be judged. And I think our world's going to flip upside down, and it's going to be like unlike anything that you have ever seen before. And this is kind of just the tip of the iceberg. So get ready, because with judgment, there's going to also be a massive amount of revival. And so the body of Christ is going to have to be there, and we're going to have to be ready, because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to need help. Now, you know, the Bible says, if you say to this mountain, be removed and cast in the sea, and you do not doubt in your heart, you'll have it. We were talking to Scott Kesterson of Bard's FM a little bit earlier today, and he was talking about that. And so I'm telling you guys, it may come to the point where this stuff gets so crazy and gets so dangerous, it's going to call on Christians to actually literally lay hands on the earth to heal it from what they've done, to lay hands on the people. So, you know, you feel bad for these people, like, you should get out of town. Yeah, they should be getting out of town, right? It's dangerous. I wouldn't be there. But if they've been damaged and they're hurt, it's going to be up to us to lay hands on them and make sure that they get healed. And that's where we're at on this. We don't just leave them. You don't just get upset. You don't just rah, 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 like angry, angry, angry that all this stuff has happened. It's time to roll up our sleeves and get to work. All right. Be blessed, guys. Bye.